Good morning. It's 8:39 Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. Heart healthy, actually, today. Laura Turbide's with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. Good morning, Dr. Rodriguez.
He was muted, so make sure you unmute yourself, doctor. I think he's there.
Hello?
There. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, good morning, Dr. Rodriguez.
So, good morning. Laura, I just want to start with you before we talk about cardiac care and health, and just bring us up to date on vaccinating staff at Finger Lakes Health, and then what you're seeing, especially in Ontario and Yates counties, where the two hospitals are located, just in terms of the public being able to get the vaccine.
Absolutely. I'm very pleased that we've had our staff has really stepped up and shown exceptional interest in making sure they get the vaccine. Many folks are now through their second dose. We have also offered some community clinics. We don't expect any additional first dose to be delivered to the hospital for community clinics. We are expecting to get our second doses for those folks who did have their first dose through us. We were able to offer several community clinics in Geneva and in Penn for groups in the 1A as well as the 1B categories. But we are expecting now more and more of the vaccine to be showing up to physicians' offices as well as the retail setting like pharmacies. I will say, I think we are not unlike the rest of the country in that we could stand to have much more vaccine, access to more, and we know we could get it out, and there is real interest from the community, which we're grateful for, in getting the vaccine. So I think we are not unlike other places, in the sense that I think people are struggling to get appointments. I think the online system poses a challenge for several people, whether it's Wi-Fi issues, comfortability with the computer, and or just a lack of actual appointments that people can get on and get. So I keep likening it to trying to win concert tickets on a radio show or something. So we're still in that phase, truthfully. I know of people who are listening for appointments and sending emails to friends saying, log in right now, take this one at 10:30. So we're really, really optimistic and hopeful that we will see some vaccine accessibility open up here. It is really needed to have more. So I wish I had better news on that front, but we're not unlike the rest of the country of what we're experiencing.
Any other company news or notes? I know that walk-in mammograms are continuing and community mobility screening for a couple.
They are. And at Geneva, we are actually going to have a hold for the next few months on our walk-in mammograms. As much as we'd love to get people in, we will hope that you make an appointment instead, because with a few scheduling changes, we are not going to be doing walk-in mammos for the next couple months on those couple typical days. So for right now, those will be on hold. But without question, invite people. We'll be doing a Facebook Live event on the February 12th at 2:45. If you want to go on and see our kids enjoying our dedication of our new playground at the Jim Dooley Center for Early Learning. So lots of other things continuing to happen here. And of course, it is Heart Month. And so we're thrilled that Dr. Rodriguez is with us from Geneva General Cardiology Associates. He works with nurse practitioner Pam Hobart, who many people know. Dr. Rodriguez trained at SUNY Stony Brook, and then NYU Winthrop Hospital did some residency and some additional training, and I believe fellowship as well. And I can't wait to hear a little bit, because we know it is always time to be heart healthy. It still continues to be a leading cause of death for Americans. Heart disease is the number one health concern, often, particularly in non-COVID days. And we also know people's habits have changed related to COVID in terms of seeking attention when they need to. And we want to get that on the right track. So I hope Dr. Rodriguez will get us heart healthy this morning as we kick off Heart Month.
All right. Welcome to Dr. Jonathan Rodriguez. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Let's start with just plain old prevention. What are some of the things that we ought to be doing to make sure that we don't have to come see you in the first place?
So there's a few things that we look at from a cardiac perspective in terms of what we call risk factor modification, things that you can change in your lifestyle and in your health in order to minimize your risk for things like heart attack and stroke. Blood pressure is up there, almost number one. Making sure that you keep a healthy lifestyle, exercising regularly, minimizing your salt and carb intake. And if you need medication, making sure that you take it and stay on top of it. One of the biggest things that I see happen is that sometimes patients will, run out of a prescription or something, and then will wait until their next appointment to get their refills. And, just don't wait. Just call the office and you know, any physician will be happy to prescribe you the, you know, needed medication.
I know that smoking has been, over the years, a big cause. It seems like, at least just anecdotally looking around, there's a lot less smoking than there used to be. Is that having any kind of a positive impact on the numbers?
Oh, sure. I mean, cardiovascular disease, from when smoking was popular, decades ago, it has dramatically decreased, but there's still a lot of work to do in that regard. Patients still, you know, smoke, and it's a hard habit to kick. I understand that. Some people are able to do it cold turkey. Other people need a lot of help, and some people are just not ready, but you have to be in the right mindset to do it successfully. And even just cutting down can help. But it affects not just heart disease, but also your lungs, you know, higher risk for cancer, et cetera. So, you can hit a lot of different parts of your health with, quitting your tobacco smoking.
Well, the same thing goes with a lot of things we talk about, the lower blood pressure, better diet, better exercise. I mean, those are going to help with about everything.
Sure, absolutely. There are some things that you can't change, you know, being aware of your risk factors from, you know, your family. There's a clear, risk with family members who have extensive, you know, cardiac history, especially at an early age, you know, people who've had heart attacks in their 40s and 50s. That's unusual and may point towards a genetic factor that you might need to be aware of.
In terms of things like breast cancer, we have mammography where you can get checked. Is there anything, if someone has a hereditary history in their family of heart disease, is there any sort of screening that you can go through to show if there might be some damage or some warning signs?
So, one of the things to do is staying active. Heart disease will tend to show itself more when you're exercising, and usually as it gets worse, will progress to symptoms that occur at rest. But there are some things that, you know, primary care physicians do, you know, EKGs and general, you know, screening questionnaires in terms of their overall health that can point towards cardiovascular disease. For people who want a more concrete picture, there is calcium scoring where it's like a low dose CT that looks at the calcium burden in the heart, and that can paint a little bit clearer picture in terms of where you are.
It seems like one of the things that's changed when it comes to treatment is that if you get someone early, their prognosis is a lot better. I remember when I was young, I mean, we kind of had the catch-all term heart attack. And pretty much if you got one, you died. That's not the case necessarily now if you catch it early. So let's talk about some of the warning signs and the importance of getting treatment right away if you suspect a problem.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, you've heard of people having the characteristic crushing chest pain that then travels to the shoulder, the arm, the jaw, and they just look ill. And that's very typical features of a heart attack that we see in the hospital very frequently. But on the other hand, there are certain populations, people who are older than 65, females, diabetics, they tend to sometimes present more with what we call atypical symptoms. It may just be shortness of breath. You may have some nausea, upset stomach. You may just feel tired and have no clear, you know, reason for it. Which is why it's important that if you're not feeling well, to seek medical attention.
How have treatments changed over the years, and is there anything on the horizon, any new research for possibly newer, better treatments?
So a lot of progress has been made recently in terms of trying to prevent, further events like stroke or heart attack with medications that target cholesterol. We have this group of medications called the statins that a lot of people have are taking, and a lot of people have side effects too. And there's a new class of medications that are injectables. You take twice a month, and that helps to dramatically lower cholesterol. The downside to a lot of these new medications and treatments is that they can be expensive, but insurance is kind of working their way towards the guidelines now. That have clearly indicated a use for them in certain populations.
We've talked about prevention. We've talked about treatment. Let's talk about rehabilitation now. What can you do for a heart patient who's had some sort of episode to try to regain as much of a normal life as possible?
So it used to be the case that people who had a heart attack would, you know, be basically given bed rest and stay at home and be very immobile and just in case something were to happen. But that's really, you know, detrimental. You know, you have to stay as active as possible. Activity is one of the best things that you can do. And to help with that, you know, we have something called cardiac rehab where patients go into a monitored exercise program. But it's not just that, it's about changing lifestyle habits that, you know, may have led to that initial event in terms of helping you with your diet, staying on your medications, and making sure that things are, your risk factors are well controlled.
Dr. Jonathan Rodriguez practices with Geneva General Cardiology Associates in Geneva, 200 North Street, right next to the hospital. We appreciate the update. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for sharing it with us.
Okay, thank you.
And Laura, thank you as always. We appreciate the information.
Thank you, Dr. Rodriguez. Thanks, Ted.